Hilni Imo, Asusa Nivresha Shel Zohar. The mother of, what's it called, Munvaz Hamelech. Munvaz Hamelech's mother was Hilni Hamalka. She made a menorah for the Heichel. It's dark there. And she made a, what's it called, a menorah to make light. But the menorah had a second purpose too. Tana, b'shor shacham zorachas nitzotzos yotzi mimena, v'akol yovim shigiyaz man kriyashma. The sun's rays would reflect off this golden menorah, and they would know then it was sunrise and time to say kriyashma. Or it says, meisvei, hakori yashma shachrisim anshe mishmor v'anshe ma'imid lo yotza. If a person reads kriyashma, when the anshe mishmor, that's the kohanim who served that day in the Beis HaMikdash, or the Anshei Maimon, those are the Yisraelim who come to the Beis HaMikdash to stand by the Korban and represent Klal Yisrael by the Korban. Those are the Anshei Maimon. So if you read Kriya Shema with them, you're not Yotze. Why? Mipnei Anshei Mishmar Mashkim. The Anshei Mishmar, what's it called, say Kriya Shema earlier, so they should be able to do the Avoda. The Anshei Maimon Ma'achrin. And the Anshei Maimon say it later. So neither of them say it in its proper time. Om Rabbi Lishar Amad Yerushalayim. Enoch Nami. The time that when it was Netzachava, seemingly, that everybody said Kriya Shema was for the rest of the people in Yerushalayim. But Enoch Nami, the Anshei Mishmar and the Anshei Maimon said it either earlier or later. It wasn't the time alarm with the menorah wasn't for them. Rashi. Zman Kriyashma, Kiritanya, Anitzotzo Zahorios. These were the rays. Shachama Zorachas min HaMizrach. The Chama would shine its rays from the east. Vinot al Pesach HaHechal Shul Tzad Maravi. And it shone on the menorah, which was on the west side of the Mikdash, by the Heichal. Shigia Zman Kriyashma, Kiritanya, Mitzvah min Netzachama. The mitzvah of Kriyashma is Netzachama. Shanche Mishmar, Shakohanim, Shavodim, Mutelas Aleim, Magdim, Kimnagosu Kodamayom. They read it before daybreak. So, what's it called? Shema Mimshach Aleim Havodim, Vimonu Likros. Because maybe they won't be able to read later. So they read it earlier, before daybreak. Vanche Maimid, Yisrael Haomdim, Bishlichus Hatzibur La Korban. The Jews who come, the Yisraelim who come to stand by the Korban to represent Klal Yisrael. Shenemar tishmu lahakriv li mitzvah shiu meshamrim va'odim on karbonam ha'chidorish le'besifrim meseches tainis. That's how we know you need a maimed. You need the kohanim levim Yisraelim by the korban to represent Klal Yisrael. Because you can't have a korban brought that its bialim isn't there. Ma'achrim likros ad klos avodah satomid. They didn't read till the whole avodah satomid was over. So they read Kriya Shema later. L'shar ama ha'boim ba'azorah. Who simin lahodiyas man kriya shema? Enochanami. It wasn't for the Anshei Mishmar, nor for the Anshei Maimon. It was for the rest of the Yerushalmis who came to be in the Beis Hamikdash that day. So there's a long Tosfos here. You can see Tosfos speaks about when zman kriya shema is. We find by zman kriya shema three times. There's alos hashachar, or not even alos hashachar, a little bit after alos hashachar, which is the zman when you can be makir. Your friend standing 4 amos away, or Bechelas le Karsi, right? That's one zman, a little bit after daybreak. That's the same zman as Tefillin and Tzitzis. Okay. Then there's the zman of Netzachama, and then before that is zman Vasikin, which is they read it before Netzachama, so they can finish by Netzachama and start Shmona Esrei by Netzachama, because it says Yiraucha Im Shemesh, special Indians is Davin and Shmona Esrei by Netzachama, and then there's Ad Shalosh Shalos. So there's Machlokas Rishonim. Tosfos brings down three shitas of how to put that time. It's that mashma over here that when the sun would come up, that's when they knew it was Zman Kriya Shema. But Lechora, the Sikin is before that. So some say like this, that Enoch Enami, the real Zman is Netzachama. But the people of Vasikin used to lane earlier Shalokadin. In other words, there are Bidyevid times for Kriya Shema and Chatchila times. The Bidyevid time is Taka, what's it called, before Netzachama. From any time from Mishiyakir till, 3 hours. But the ideal time is mamish from Netzachama on. But if you read it earlier than that, it's not really the proper thing. But the Vasikin, since they wanted to say Shmone Esrei, but Netzachama, and Bimakayim that, they did the Kriyashma B'dievet. But really, Vasikin is by Kriyashma B'dievet, but Lechatchila by Shmone Esrei. They wanted that Milo. That's one Shita. Then there's what's it called, the second Shita in the Rishonim. That is that the Iker time Lechatchila is what's it called right before Netzachama, Vasikin. But it's hard, really, to say it right before, so you get Shmone Esrei exactly at Vasikin. So most people, to make sure that there's already what's it called time for Kriyashma, read it by Netzachama. Right? Not Vasikin. Vasikin was something special. So the Shar Amma, the Simin, was after the Zman of Vasikin. Ve'nachanami. Vasikin is already a Lechatchila. Right? And then you can read it till 3 hours, but since it's hard to be Mavchin, the Zman of Vasikin, how much a little bit before Netzachama, in the Beis HaMikdash, they did it normal by Netzachama. And then there's a third shita that even Vasikin doesn't mean to finish Kriyashma. It says, Gomrim Osoim HaNetzachama. So that Rabbeinu Chanan learns, Gomrim means they read it. The Iker time was Netzachama. The Iker time, even for Vasikin, was to read Kriyashma B'Netzachama. And that was the Iker Inyan of Yeruchim Shemesh. Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shomayim, not Shmon Esrei. So according to them, Vasikin is that you get to Kriyashma by Netzachama, not Shmone Esrei by Netzachama. Shmone Esrei is after Netzachama. The Iker Zman was Netzachama, and then our Gemara fits in very, very nicely according to that. Okay. Right. The Afhi Osa Tavla, she also made a tablet of gold on which was written the Parsha Sota. Shmas Minah, Kosin Megillah, Latinic, Islamic book. Machlokas and Gittin, whether you're allowed to write the Torah parshios. You can write a parsha in the Torah by itself, or you can only write a whole Sefer Torah. You can't write parshios by themselves, right? Shilas, can you write a parshios for a child to learn in school? The Shila being how the Torah was given. So that's the Machlokas and Gittin, whether the Torah was given chasuma. It wasn't written down till it all was given. Until then, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write anything down. It was all oral. At the end of the 40 years, he wrote it all at once. Or no, he wrote it piecemeal as he went along. So the Torah was written, Megillahs. There was such a thing as Megillahs, portions of the Torah written down before the whole thing was finished. So from here we see that you can write down a separate parsha in the Torah. You don't have to bring a whole Sefer Torah and copy Parsha Sota from it. You can write it on a separate tablet. The fact that you can write Parsha Sota, right, that's part of the halacha of a sota. So that the Torah says Mefarish, you can do. But to write it in order to be able to copy it, that's already stam writing a part of the Torah. Omer Yishlokesh Mishun Rabbiane, Ba'alef Beis. Rashi learns, we'll see Rashi, Shema Minah, Upluk Sehib Mesechus Gittin, Meperik HaNizokin. Like we just said, it's Machlokas and Gittin, whether you can write Megillah or not. Ba'alef Beis, Osio Sharashi Tables. Rashi learns, Aleph Beis means that they didn't write all the words. They wrote just Rashi Tevos. And that way the Kohen who wrote the parasha remembered it from the Rashi Tevos. But they didn't write out the words. Other Rishonim learned Ba'alef Beis means that they wrote the letters separated. They didn't write them as words. They wrote them separated from each other. So the Kohen had to figure out, you know, how to make the words out of it, right? Because they were separated, but so it wasn't written, what's it called, as a Megillah. Where it says, Meisvei, how could you say they wrote it either? Aleph Beis, they wrote Rashi Tevos. Or they wrote it, what's it called, separated. Shukosev Roev Kosev Mashikosu Batabla. Says Mefarish in the Brisa, so when he wrote exactly what was on the tablet. So it couldn't have been only Rashi Tevos or separated. Where it says, Eimer Roev Kosev Kemoshikosu Batabla. He didn't write what was on the tablet. He wrote from the tablet what he was supposed to write. Meisvek shukosev roev kosev mashikosu betavla, right? Umakosu betavla im shochav ishosav v'im lo shochav im satis im lo satis, right? L'chora, what was written on the tablet? It says in the brayso too. It says beferish that it was written l'chora the way that it's supposed to be read, and that wasn't written b'rashi tevos or in aleph beis, you know, letters separated. Rashi. Kishu kose koin akose v'samagila lahashkosa kamosha kosu b'tablo v'isi money ha'osios. And where he says, no, he didn't write what was on the tablet. He wrote from the tablet what he was supposed to write, and he got it from the Rashi tables. Where it says, hosam b'seirugin Rashi im lo shachav achra Rashi tables. In other words, it was written the first three words, im lo shachav, and then the rest was Rashi tables. So the parasha was not written out. But in order that the Kohen should remember what the Rashi Tevos were, the first three words were written out regular. From here you see that at least you can write three words. What's it called? Without a problem from the Torah. You can write three words. Alok of writing words without, well, sirtut is three words is the minimum. Here you see from Rashi you could write three words, and that's not called a Megillah. If after that it's all Rashi Tevos or it's spread out, that would be okay. Rashi Tevos at Sofa Mikra. The Im Ki Sotis, the Achra of Rashi Tevos. And it says, Im Los, the At Ki Sotis. And then again, Rashi Tevos at Sofa Mikra. Yitain Hashem Oscha, the Achra of Rashi Tevos at Sofa Mikra. In other words, there were a few words written out so the Kohen could get his logistics. And then the rest was in Rashi Tevos. Ubo Amayim, the Achra of Rashi Tevos. Okay, so that was the way that it was written.